You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? We say WTW. Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning, 15th of June. Yes, indeed, we're ploughing through June. Let's look at a few things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. We're going to go back initially to 1909. And this was representatives from England, Australia and South Africa met at Lord's formed the Imperial Cricket Conference. In 1938, Johnny Vandermeer of the Cincinnati Reds pitched his second straight no-hitter. And lastly, for right now, 2004, yeah, coming, well, almost up to date for us lot, isn't it? The iTunes Music Store was launched in France, Germany and in the United Kingdom.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
about that for a start on a Wednesday morning. Mysterious ways. That's what we got here on The Breakfast Show, isn't it, really? 6 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, and that was you two, of course. And it was the eighth track on their 1991 album, which was Achtung Baby. And that was released the 2nd of December, as we're into 1991. Mysterious ways. Ah, looks like we're moving. There we go, yes, Macau there, and moving. Always did like that one. Oh, I tell you what, we are making our way to 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here till 10 o'clock this morning, Wednesday morning, and, well, I hope you can stick around for as long as possible. Always lovely to have you with us here on The Breakfast Show. Plenty of great music going right through until 10 this morning. Well, we've got movie talk this morning with Andreas. Our loss, but his gain. I'll tell you more about that. KWS, and please don't go. Do stick around. going to go KWS and Please Don't Go. It sounds like we're begging, doesn't it? Absolutely so. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the 6 o'clock. So let's do this, shall we? Let's get you in the shower and all spruced up and on your way to wherever it is that you're going on this Wednesday morning. We're going to keep it lively, as we like to, in the shower. Candy Staten. Young Hearts Roam Free.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away. Oh, young hearts, run free. You'll never be hung up like my man and me. My man.
Staten. That's what it's called, Young Hearts Run Free. Great disco memories with that one, I can tell you. Well, I do anyway. There we go. That's it. Out of the shower on your way to where it is you're going today. I was just mentioning, it is Wednesday. Normally on a Wednesday, we do chat with Dr. Computer. No, we don't. It's tomorrow. It's Wednesday. We do talk to Andreas Clementi, about what's on at the movies. He can't make it today. Because the new one, yes, the new baby is due any moment. And so he's going to be there with his good lady waiting the arrival. So excellent news. So he's got a good excuse. So Andreas, so congratulations on that. Let us know how it goes. And in the last hour this morning, we've got a great combination. Alliance Francaise. Yeah, we've got Florian Davot coming in to chat with us with Alex. Yes, Slim from Shorty and Slim. What a combination that is. I'm going to have so much fun. So that's in the last hour of this morning's programme. Plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock. I'll be checking in for our everyday story of country folk with Ingrid. And seeing how Yasmin got on with her day yesterday. I had a great party last night. Yes, and I'm amazed I sound so jolly this morning. Jubilee celebrations for HM. Yes, Her Majesty the Queen, the ambassador's residence yesterday. And do you know what's great? I saw people I hadn't seen since before the pandemic. So a great night was had, great time was had by all. Keep an eye on the time. We are 21 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock.
bangler noise on Brick Lane. That's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens. Love is walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, 'cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
One of those two was George Michael and Do You Really Want to Know, followed on there, Joy Crooks, one of my, well, you know by now, one of my favourites right now, and London Mine. And you know what they say, well, you can take the boy out of London, but you can't take London out of the boy.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
time on The Breakfast Show is exactly half past the hour of 6 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines. We're going to be looking at these stories in a bit more detail later on, but I do like to give you the epidemiological report. Improving slightly, but not a lot. Department of Epidemiology, their report of yesterday, Tuesday. Two new deaths have been reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. In addition, the report updated three deaths from previous dates for a cumulative total now 8,312, with the lethality that remains at 0.9%. There were 2,389 new cases reported and a total of 12,268 tests were applied in the country for a positivity of 19.5% according to the Ministry's report, just a fraction under that 20% which we have been maintaining for a little bit of time now. Meanwhile, the active cases, they total 21,050, of which 20,778 are in isolation and 272 are hospitalised. Those who are in isolation, they're divided into 20,747 in their residence and 31 in what we call the hospital hotels. Well, those actually hospitalised, we have 236 in the wards and we have 36 in the intensive care units. Transporte Masivo de Panama S.A., we know them as MIBUS, the administrator of the public transport service, of course, in the districts of Panama and San Miguelito. They surprised users last May when they announced that it was temporarily changing 25 trunk routes to complementary ones in response to the global energy and logistics crisis. They do go on to say there are two realities that the company MIBUS faces. 300 Metro buses are out of service waiting for spare parts and money is lacking because of budget cuts. Now, this is the second time when we have something which is of a public service having suffered budget cuts, all right? We had the AAUD the other day and now we're talking about MIBUS. However, the government continues to spend money hand over fist. The general manager of MIBUS, Luisa Campana, specified to La Prensa that in addition to the 300 buses awaiting parts, there are 300 that must periodically receive maintenance. Before the pandemic, they maintained between 15% and 20% of the fleet, made up of 1,436 Metro bus units in preventative and corrective maintenance. And today, due to the logistics situation, that has doubled. It was stressed that once they have the largest number of operating buses, the trunk routes will gradually return, especially those with the highest demand. President Laurentino Cortizo vetoed Bill 796 in its entirety, which sought to create the district of Bastiamentos and three Corrientes in the province of Bocas del Toro. This is a political setback for the caucus of the Democratic Revolutionary Party in the National Assembly, a group to which President Cortizo also belongs. In the veto, which is dated the 1st of June, the president argues, among other points, that the proposed district would not have the population required to be constituted. The support for the veto refers to the breach of Law 65 of 2015, which states that for the creation of districts, there must be a population of at least 25,000 inhabitants. Now, although there are no updated population data, given that the population census has not been carried out since 2010, the population estimates of the National Institute of Statistics and Census for the year of 2020 in the current Corregimiento of Isla Bastiamentos reaches just 2,679. Not even close. The Colombian Ombudsman's Office alerted the authorities of that country about the increase in minors who are crossing into Panama through the Darien jungle, some of them unaccompanied. In a statement from the Colombian entity, it is stated that in the month of May, they observed the departure through Necoclí towards the Darien Gap of 169 boys and girls from very young to 12 years of age, and 41 adolescents between 13 and 17 years of age. And Necoclí is one of several points from which irregular migrants leave for Panama. The administrator of the National Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, Luis Oliva, announced on Tuesday that some 47,000 public transport vehicles are making use of the fuel subsidy. The government established through Executive Decree 13 of the 27th of May that the owners of public passenger transport vehicles, collective and selective, will be able to buy a gallon of 91 and 95 gasoline at low sulfur at a and diesel, by the way, at a flat rate of $3.95. That's $1.43 per litre. This came into effect from June the 3rd. And it says that we are talking about a daily average of $100,000 in subsidy that the national government is giving. In addition, we have more than 7,000 collective carriers who have already made use of the benefit, said Oliva. And, but it goes on to do, it is noted also on that story that the Land Transit and Transportation Authority reported that school transportation also receives the fuel subsidy at gas stations. Very important. And lastly, the Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said on the morning of this Tuesday that the government of President Laurentino Cortizo gave the approval for Jesús Rodríguez to be the new ambassador of Mexico to Panama. Ebrard stressed that the endorsement received by Rodríguez in Panama enriches the female presence of Mexico abroad, reported Forbes of Mexico. We already have the approval as of 1st of June for the appointment of Laura María de Jesús Rodríguez Ramírez, better known as just Jesusa Rodríguez. You know her very well, a dear fellow friend, an outstanding feminist, said our foreign minister the other day. Also, from Mexico, explained that during her time in the Senate, Rodríguez was famous for her defense of issues such as abortion, women's rights, indigenous people, and marijuana. And that's it. There's our look. That's some of those things in the local news. As I said, we will look at those stories in a bit more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. And I tell you what, when I'm rummaging through the news, especially the international news, this song comes to mind. It's by Julian Cope. It's called World. Shut Your Mouth. Yeah. There we go. So you started off with Julian Cope in the 70s. Look at the news. Good title to that song, World Shut Your Mouth. We are at 16 and a half minutes. That is before the hour. 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. That last one, that was Sly and the Family Stone with Hot Fun in the Summertime. Looking out the studio window, looks like we're going to see some sunshine today. We've got some cloud out there, but I think it's going to be, it's fairly light. I think it could burn off a little bit later on today, which would all be rather nice. Don't forget, we'll be looking at the weather forecast and probably in around about half an hour, or 35 minutes time. Top of the hour, don't forget, 7 o'clock, usual bits and pieces. We're going to be looking at the international news, and then international business news at 7:30. You might want to get out the old antidepressants now before we get to there. Also, we've got great music, of course, going through until 10 o'clock this morning. This comes from Basement Jacks. Take me back to your house. How's your Wednesday so far, all right? Surviving? Spaceman Jacks and Take Me Back to Your House. Taking a rummage around some of the... Okay, thank you. Taking a rummage, as I was saying, if I was rudely interrupted, some of the tech news for today. It looks like Amazon is quietly inviting selected sellers to a secretive fall shopping day. The new Prime Day type event could provide the company a much needed sales boost, but some sellers are frustrated by Amazon's lack of information regarding the event. According to messages from Amazon seen by Insider, the shopping day is called the Prime Fall Deal event. Invitees expected to feature frenzied sales of TVs, sneakers and other items. But apparently Amazon hasn't shared much else about the new event. Sellers aren't even sure when it's happening and has given only a few weeks to submit promotional deals. And considered to participate, sellers have to make relatively large budgeting and inventory decisions with very little information, and some are feeling the pressure. There might be a clue as to when it might be in the name. The fall event. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 9 minutes right now before 7. Bronski Beat and the Communards and Why. That's what this one's called. Why? I don't know. plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that
dial. Is that bitch o'clock? Yeah, it's 6:30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Oh, I've been so down and under pressure. I'm way too fine to be distressed, yeah. Oh, I'm not the girl I was or used to be. Bitch, I might be better.
Man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, way too much. I'ma need like 2 shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel.
Said that is Lisa. They can't mistake her, can you? And about damn time, and that is what is called. Talking about damn time, it's just 1.5 minutes away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. I'll just take you a further rummage around some of the pieces in the tech news. Tell you about some of those a little bit later on. The new Mustang E, the electric ones, apparently they're being recalled. They stop if they're unplugged. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
And indeed, if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're just making our way to a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. Some of the international news for you on this Wednesday morning. Ukraine showed no signs of obeying a Russian ultimatum to surrender the eastern city of Severodonetsk on Wednesday as NATO defense ministers gathered in Brussels to discuss sending more heavy weapons to replenish Kiev's Kiev's dwindling stocks. Russia has told Ukrainian forces holed up in a chemical plant in the shattered city to stop senseless resistance and lay down arms from Wednesday morning, pressuring its advantage in the battle for control of eastern Ukraine. President Emmanuel Macron voiced a tougher line on Russia on Wednesday and said that Europe needed to send a strong signal to Ukraine as he sought to assuage concerns in Kiev and among other European allies over his previous stance towards Moscow. Macron arrived in Romania on Tuesday for a three-day trip to Ukraine's eastern neighbors, including Moldova, before possibly heading to Kiev on Thursday to visit with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, and Romanian President Klaus Iohannis, two diplomatic sources have said. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday that temporary silos would be built along the border with Ukraine in a bid to help export more grain and address a growing global food shortage. Since the Russian invasion and blockade of Ukrainian Black Sea ports, grain shipments have stalled and more than 20 million tons are stuck in silos. Ukraine says it faces a shortage of silos for new crops. The war is stoking, of course, prices for grain, cooking oils, fuel and fertilizer. A protest planned by hundreds of bank depositors in central China seeking access to their frozen funds has been thwarted because the authorities have turned their health code apps red, several depositors told Reuters. The depositors were planning to travel to the central province of Henan this week from across China to protest against an almost two-month block on accessing at least $178 million of deposits, which has left companies unable to pay workers and individuals unable to access savings. The United States on Tuesday backed Taiwan's assertion that the strait separating the island from China is international waterway. It's an international waterway, a further rebuff to Beijing's claim to exercise sovereignty over the strategic passage. The Taiwan Strait has been a frequent source of military tension since the defeated Republic of China government fled to Taiwan in 1949 after losing a civil war with the communists who established the People's Republic of China. Any Chinese military attack on Taiwan would have a greater impact on global trade flows than the Ukraine war. This is Taipei's top trade negotiator telling Reuters on Tuesday, saying that it would lead to a shortage of semiconductor chips. Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February has triggered commodity price hikes and food export bans, leading to fears of famine in poorer countries. John Deng said that were China to attack Taiwan, the potential disruptions could be worse, citing the world's reliance on Taiwan for chips used in electric vehicles and mobile phones. Russia, for years, hosted world leaders and business titans at its annual economic forum in St. Petersburg, but a Russian Davos, as it's known, will see little of the global financial elite this year, with Moscow isolated by sanctions over its actions in Ukraine. This week, to make up for the lack of major Western attendees, Russia is giving pride of place to smaller players or countries like China, the world's second largest economy, that have not joined in the sanctions. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis on Tuesday said that Turkey's position that questions Greece's sovereignty over the Aegean Islands is absurd, rendering any talks between the two countries difficult. Turkey's objections, as they were phrased in the latest letters to the United Nations, are absolutely absurd, as they raise questions about Greece's sovereignty over its islands. Mitsotakis said in a preview of an interview to be broadcast by state television ERT later on today, "We cannot have any discussion over the absurd." The European Commission launched two new legal proceedings against Britain on Wednesday after London published plans to override some post-Brexit rules governing Northern Irish trade and resumed another challenge it had previously paused. The proceedings could result in the European Court of Justice imposing fines, although these would likely be more than a year away. London has proposed scrapping some checks on goods from the rest of the United Kingdom arriving in the British province and challenged the role of the ECJ to decide parts of the post-Brexit arrangement agreed by the EU and Britain. And lastly, sticking with Britain, Britain paused or pressed on, and because it has been paused, with its plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda on Wednesday, despite last-minute invention by European judges that grounded the first flight minutes before it was due to depart. The government had been forced to fight a series of legal challenges in London courts and believed it was ready to deport a handful of migrants on a charter plane to Rwanda on Tuesday night before the European Court of Human Rights, the CHO, stepped in and stopped it. There we go. That's it. Some of the things in the international news this morning here on the Breakfast Show. And talking about time, well, we weren't, but we will now, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Poison Arrow, and that's from ABC, and that was released back in 1982, in February of 1982, and it was released, it was the second single, and that was off of their debut studio album, The Lexicon of Love. Brilliant album that was, and it was released, by the way, just in case you can remember those days, on a 7-inch and a 12-inch record. With the same mix appearing on both formats, apparently. However, a subsequent US 12-inch remix, also known as the Jazz Remix, appears on several of ABC compilations and as a bonus track on reissues of The Lexicon of Love. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Chicago. And this is called Beginnings. That's it. That's the beginnings, and that's from Chicago. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to 16 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look and see what is happening with the weather for today. We're going to pop over to the province of Colón, to Costa Arriba, and see what's in store for us over there to start with. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 35 is their thermal sensation, and relative humidity is up there at 85%. Moving over to west of Panama, onto this side of the isthmus, we've got 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. 34, that's the thermal sensation, that's not too bad, and 85% relative humidity. A few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, stormy rains, and tonight we're back to being partially cloudy, which reminds me, that I didn't give you what was happening in Costa Rica with regards cloudy during the course of this morning over there in Costa Rica. This afternoon, there's stormy rains, and tonight it's going to be partially cloudy. And now let's move along to the metropolitan area, which is where we're sitting right now. We've got 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature. 24 degrees is the minimum today, 34 the thermal sensation, with 85% relative humidity. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight it's going to be partially cloudy. If you're going out to the Perlis Islands, if you're going out into the Gulf of Panama, let's see what we have for you there. We've got 27 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 the minimum, 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 97% relative humidity. Stormy rains this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and isolated rains with thunderstorms tonight. So there's your forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions, starting with the tides, as we like to. On the Pacific, we had the high tide. It was at 4.04 this morning, and that was over the 5-meter mark, just about at 5.03 meters. Low tide, that will be at 10.17 this morning, and that'll be 0.09 of a meter. High tide again, 4.20 in the afternoon, and that's going to be 5.3 meters. That's, by the way, in feet and inches, 17.4 feet. It's quite something, isn't it? The low tide, the last one, that's going to be at 10.46 tonight, and that will be minus 0.4 of a meter. On the Caribbean, we've got one high tide and one low tide. High tide, that was at 12.28 this morning, 0.46 of a meter. Low tide will be at 9.01 this morning, and that'll be minus 0.15 of a meter. And that's it. Nothing else for the rest of the day. So there are your tides for you. Looking at the actual sea conditions that start off on the Caribbean for this morning, we've got no advisory. We've got good conditions for you this morning. We've got 6 to 12 kilometre an hour winds. They're coming in from the southeast. And we've got waves at 3 feet, just 1 meter wave. So not too bad. But if you're boarding, just always be careful anyway. And during the course of the afternoon, we still have good conditions. No advisory for you. Winds picking up to 12 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the southeast. Waves, no change there. They're going to remain at 3 feet. On the Pacific, we have 3 to 9 kilometres an hour winds coming in this morning, or breeze, coming from the south. Waves are just at 1 foot. That's it. No advisory, good conditions. In the afternoon, though, they do put out a small craft advisory. The winds are going to be picking up to 15 to 25 kilometres an hour coming from a southerly direction. Waves, they're going to be at 2 feet. So there we go. That's it. There's your look at the weather for this morning as we come to 21 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Life was running past me, days and hours flew, like it had no color, just different shades of blue. I heard about this love thing, but I still need to prove, 'cause I believed in nothing till I believed in you. When I say, oh, 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 you left your fingerprints all over my soul, and I
Lost my voice, but you didn't mind. Held my waist to your own. Danced all night and kissed me slow. Morning comes and you text me. We should go somewhere that we can hang our souls by our teeth. Falling quickly and ever deep. Came round at 5:30. You hate the movies, but I didn't mind. I said I know, I look out there. We could go not far from here to cast our minds, rest your head on my shoulder till it's dead. Oh my love, so it seems my world stops when you look at me. When you look at me, I really hope that you don't leave like ordinary people. But a fool could see that you would never be in love. As deep and it tears me apart. Days they fly, nights fall down. Trace your footsteps all over town. I don't know where they'll end up. But if I'm with you, that's enough. You told me about the man you loved, the silly is straight. Then you hung it up when you caught him with your best friend. Now you're scared to ever love again. I'd always be there. I really hope that you don't leave like ordinary people. But a fool could see that you would never be in love as deep, and it tears me apart.
Two lovely tracks. Started off with Shane Finlan, and that was called Knee Deeper in My Heart. And followed on that one, that's Ordinary People, and that was by Blake Rose. And time on the break for show. Time to just take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you this morning. It's 7:30. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 this morning. Guest coming in the last hour today. No movie talk today with Andres. He's expecting a new arrival. Yes, so he's going to be spending some very important time with his wife. So good luck. Keep our fingers crossed. Do let us know how you get on. And let me see. Oh, yeah, I tell you what, just to remind you, I don't know if you've tried it yet, but the new Encuentra 24 Entrega Domicilio, what happens is that you sell, Encuentra 24 picks it up from you at your place, delivers it to the buyer, and guess what? It pays you directly into your account. It's fast, it's secure, and it's easy. Encuentra 24 Entrega a domicilio. Do give it a try. Now, let's take a look, shall we, at some of the international business news for this morning. You might want to have a lie down. All right. Many investors support the Fed moving faster to dampen inflation, but they worry about the risk of recession. A surprise 75 basis point hike would be a happy one, said Nancy Tengler, a chief executive officer and chief investment officer at Laffer Tengler Investments in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, the question is whether the economy can avoid recession, and that would depend on what the Fed does. If the Fed raises by 50 and they say they are willing to consider 75, then we know that they're not going to get ahead of inflation. You need to be on the front end to load the hikes. Overall, the futures on the Fed funds rate, or the rate on unsecured overnight loans between banks, now reflect an 87% chance of a 75 BPS, that's basis points, rate hike on Wednesday, and a 75% probability of another such increase in July. The market has also factored in a Fed funds rate of 4% by the summer next year. Despite a crushing sell-off that pushed US stocks into a bear market, investors see few signs suggesting that equities have hit bottom, as persistent worries over surging inflation and an aggressive Federal Reserve continue to pressure asset prices. The market's losses have been steep. The 21.3% year-to-date decline in the S&P 500 as of Monday wiped out some $8.7 trillion in market value this year, according to S&P Dow Jones indices. The S&P 500 on Tuesday ended down 22.1% from its January 3 record peak. The average decline for bear markets since 1946 has been 32.7%, according to investment research firm CFRA, which may suggest the current slide may have more room to run. European markets rallied on Wednesday on news that the European Central Bank would hold an emergency meeting on the recent bond market sell-off ahead of what is expected to be the most aggressive rise in US interest rates since 1994. Hopes of a quiet run into what is forecast to be a three-quarter point hike by the Federal Reserve later were quickly dashed as the ECB's unexpected meeting, less than a week after its last scheduled one, triggered a rush of activity. The euro jumped almost 0.75% to $1.0487, pushing the dollar index off a 20-year high in the process. Italy's 10-year bond yields, which have risen to 8-year highs as Eurozone debt worries have returned, charged back under 4% on course for the biggest daily fall since the start of March. Italy's stock market also jumped 2% as its banks leapt 6%. Europe more broadly climbed 0.5%, while the euro's rise also scored a 16-month high against Britain's pound, as it suffered the Brexit blues once again. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan was closing almost flat, but is down sharply on the week. Japan's Nikkei lost 1.1%, though sentiment was helped by a survey showing an improvement in confidence among Japanese manufacturers. Chinese shares bucked the trend with a gain of 1.3%. Data on Chinese retail sales and industrial output for May were a little better than forecast, but still showed the drag from coronavirus lockdowns. Authorities in Beijing said on Tuesday that the city was in a race against time to get to grips with its most serious outbreak since the pandemic began. Oil prices, they fell on Wednesday on concerns about fuel demand and global economic growth before the expected big hike in interest rates by the US Federal Reserve. Brent crude futures for August were down $1.27 or 1% at $119.90 a barrel as of 10:01 GMT in volatile trading. United States West Texas Intermediate crude for July, this is WTI, that fell $1.44 or 1.2% to $117.49 a barrel. Oil markets are seeing uncertainty over what central banks do next and how that impacts oil demand, said UBS analyst Giovanni Staunovo. Ford Motor Company They're recalling 2.9 million vehicles due to a defect that prevents the vehicle from shifting into the intended gear, causing it to move in an unexpected direction, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said. The recall affects certain 2013 to 19 Escape models, 2013 to 2018 C Max, 2013 to 2016 the Fusion, and 2013 to 2021 Transit Connect, and 2015 to 18 Edge vehicles. The NHTSA said in a notice posted on Tuesday. And lastly, Rudolph Giuliani's in the news again. He sued Smartmatic to recoup legal fees as he defends against his $2.7 billion lawsuit, accusing him, Fox News Network, and others of falsely claiming that the company helped rig the 2020 U.S. presidential election so Joe Biden would defeat Donald Trump. In a counterclaim filed late Monday in a New York state court in Manhattan, Giuliani said that the voting machine company's defamation lawsuit, which he characterized as baseless, interfered with his constitutional right to speak freely on issues of public concern. Well, Smartmatic's litigation tactics, including its facility, facially implausible damages claim, are a naked attempt to attack a well-known public figure and amount to censorship, said Giuliani, a former New York City mayor, of course, and a lawyer for Trump. Well, J. Eric Connolly, a lawyer for Smartmatic, said, Smartmatic is confident in its claims against Mr. Giuliani. There you go. That's it. Some of the things in the international business news for this Wednesday morning. 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Kind of a few requests to get through. We're going to start with them in the order that they came in. Good morning to Renee today. She says here, good morning. My husband overslept, which means so did I. Hopefully the rest of the day goes smoother. Could you please play Bill Withers and Lovely Day? It is sunshine right now.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Then I look at you.
we are, Bill Withers and Lovely Day, and that's for Renee this morning. Renee also drops another little line here. She says, not sure if it's just Albrook, but our garbage has not been collected in over 2 weeks. It's piling up around the neighbourhood and smells terrible. Garbage collections on strike? Any news on this? Well, we were reporting it, it was sort of more last week. But basically what it is, the AAUD, the trucks are sort of out of order. We had a similar thing this morning, exactly the same thing, with MeBus. The MeBuses are off the road, so they're waiting spare parts, and, quote, for both of them, their budgets were cut. Okay? So this is what's happened with the AAUD. They just don't have the equipment right now. They said there's not much they can do about it if they don't have the money. And the legislative keeps cutting the budgets on essential things like rubbish collection and with MeBus. This is what they're saying. They've got buses off the road. They don't have the spares. They're waiting for spares. And their budget has been cut. And these people are cutting budgets on important things that affects our daily lives while they go on spending money hand over fist, employing more people, trying to set up new corregimientos and districts, and yet they're cutting people's budgets on essentials. And I'm sorry, this just is not on. I mean, come on. You know, we're going through a pandemic now, you know, they're cutting people's budgets, but they don't cut their own. That's my rant for this morning. So thank you for that, Renee. Cheered me up. Mary Lou is next on my list. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a great day. She says, sun is out, but a little bit cloudy still. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's quite nice. We've had the sunshine coming in through the windows this morning. Shows all the dust off. Anyway, you asked if we could play for you Chuck Berry. You never can tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot safe. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. The mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
There we go, yes, there he is, Chuck Berry, and you never can tell. And my next request this morning, let's say a very good morning to Ashley. He dropped us a little line. And it says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Looks like a wonderful day. It is. Any day is a wonderful day if your eyes are open, you wake up. And you asked if we could play a version by Andrea Bocelli together with Jennifer Lopez. And this is a great song, one of my my favorites, called Quizás, Quizás, Quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto que cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás.
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú.
Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo?
Y así pasan los días,
los días.
Y yo desesperando.
Y tú, tú contestando.
Quizás. Quizás, quizás. Siempre que te pregunto,
siempre que me preguntas,
que cuándo, cómo y dónde,
cómo y dónde.
Tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás.
Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo?
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú, tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás.
There we go. Quizás, quizás, quizás. And that is Andrea Bocelli and Jennifer Lopez going out to Ashley this morning. Actually, my favorite version of that one, I must admit, is by Pedro Vargas. Yeah, it's going back a bit, isn't it? Yeah, I love Pedro Vargas's music, and he's just a great version of Quizás, Quizás, Quizás. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, going to be looking at local news. More antidepressants needed. Karen White. such it goes. That's Karen White, American singer, popular, very popular during the 1980s and the 1990s, known for several hit singles including Superwoman, Secret Rendezvous, The Way You Love Me, and the US number one single Romantic. The one we played, The Way I Feel About You, is what that was called. Time, well, we're just about 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Bit of Gary Moore to take us there. One Day.
I've seen that look somewhere before. Your sorrow's like an you've been this way for much too long. Somebody must have done you wrong. But one day the sun will shine on you. Turn all your tears to laughter. One day so many times, I know the sadness in your eyes. Your life is like a wishing well. Where it goes, only time will tell. One day the sun will shine.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Lovely to be with you on this Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday. It is the 15th of June. If you just joined us, supposed to be at work. And it's lovely to have you with us, whatever you're doing. Let me just remind you, because we're well into the week, we're just sort of coming up towards the end of the week. I mean, Thursday tomorrow, and it's just like, so. Oh, it's Wednesday, must be nearly the end of the week. I tell you what, fun place to go and have a drink, Frank's Place, over there in Costa del Este, all right? They're in the plaza downtown in Costa del Este. As you come off the corridor, the first entrance into Costa del Este, take the first turning on your right. They're just there. Now, of course, it's a great fun spot to have a drink. The Frank's Italian Margarita is one of the most popular. It's made with limoncillo from Italy. Visit them, as I say, plaza downtown, Costa del Este. If you want a reservation, 394-6998, 394-6998. And don't forget, they've got from Tuesday to Friday, from 4 to 7, 2-4-1 drinks. National beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. So follow them on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. And the other option for you, if you're not going over to Costa del Este, not around there, and you want something, don't forget you've always got the Wallace in Obarrio there in Avenida San Juan Luis. You can always pop in there. Fish and chips. Oh, best in town. Right, we're 15 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to check in with Intrepid Outdoor reporter Ingrid. Check in with Yasmin as well.
The beauty that you gave has turned upon itself.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two lovely tracks bringing us in Musically, into this hour of this morning's program, we started off with Annie Lennox and Honesty, and that was Kevin Campbell, and Tell Me What You Want Me to Do. So they are nice, isn't it? All very pleasant here. Let me see. The time on The Breakfast Show, we are 25 and a half minutes, and that is after the hour of 8 o'clock. Time for us to think, to go and get a little bit of story of what's happening with our country folk. What do you think?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I didn't see it last night. It was too rainy here. Did any of you guys see the strawberry moon or blood moon last night? Oh, it was just too overcast. We had rain all the day. 3.5 inches the other day in just one day. 3.5 inches, a total of over 68 inches since the beginning of the year. So it was a rainy night. And the roof, thank you, it was fixed, but we had a couple of leaks that weren't there yesterday that are here now. So I'll go and fix those. I got some silicone. I watched Mr. Favio how he sealed that stuff up. I'm going to give it a shot. So I think I can try to fix my roof. Thanks for that leaky number yesterday. That was a good song. I like that very much, Jerry. Well, now it is, the skies are pretty clear. You'd hardly know we had such a, I would say, poop storm, but I can't use that word on the radio. But it is gorgeous. It's fresh. It's amazing how the rain just rinses away everything and brings a new color and light and fresh air. Well, today's Wednesday. It's humpity hump day, humpity hump day. Oh, look at that. I have a tomato plant. You know what they call volunteer tomato plants. Free food. Yeah, when we finish with our salad cuttings and or papaya cuttings and things like that, we put them back into the garden to compost. And look at that. We have a, it's in the cardboard plant box, which is a type of plant, like a hedge. Very nice cardboard plant. But I have a beautiful volunteer tomato, and it looks like it has a bloom. Yes, it does. Oh, and over by the poinsettias, which are currently green, not red. They will turn red later. Excuse me, there's another tomato plant there. My papaya here looks pretty good. The one out in the front has this kind of white, chalky kind of substance on the outside. I think it's a fungus, and I think it's bad. I have to look it up and ask my gardener what's going on with that, because it looks kind of funky. I sprayed it with garlic water. They say if you spray plants with garlic water, it keeps the bugs off, but I don't know. You can't prove that by me. All right, well, I'm going to enjoy this beautiful day sitting on the patio with a cup of coffee in my hand. All right. Could you play Katie Lang's Cup of Coffee, Black Coffee for me, Jerry? Black coffee. Oh, back to you in the studio.
I never saw a red moon before, but there it is just off the shore, rising from the deep blue sea to shine its light on you and me. A red moon is a special kind. It's been said that it can help you find the love you've been searching for. I've never seen a red moon before. Palm trees swaying on the beach, that big red moon just out of reach. Could she be the one tonight? Red moon, keep on shining bright. Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam, help me find my dream. Red Panama moon. Is that red moon affecting you? Do you feel the way I do? Underneath this bright moonlight, won't you be my love tonight? Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam, you've answered my dream. Red Panama moon. Thank you.
at my dream. Keep shining your beam, red Panama moon. Red moon, red Panama moon. Keep shining your beam, you've answered my dream, red Panama moon.
Two in a row. First one was Red Panama Rune, Panama Rune, Panama Moon, and that last one, that was as requested by Ingrid there, and that was a Black Coffee from K.D. Lang. I think Black Coffee is normally supposed to keep you awake, isn't it? Just almost sending you to Bobo. Time on the Breakfast Show, 25 minutes for 9 o'clock. If you missed the news today, got it at 9.
Nothing so loud.
Wet Sprocket. That's a good name for a group, and that's what it is. And All I Want. So, very good morning. We've got a double header coming up. We've got a request from Paul there over in United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. He says, could you please play Two in a Row for me and The Gang? Next Door to an Angel is the first one, and that's from Neil Sedaka, followed on by The Move and Flowers in the Rain.
I took a look.
There we go. Turn around. We started off with Neil Sedaka and an Angels Living Next Door or something like that. That's right. Living Next Door to an Angel. And followed on there, that is The Move and Flowers in the Rain. It was released a single back in 1967. Got to number two on a UK singles chart and number four in Ireland. And The Move, they came from Birmingham. Came from Birmingham in England. Yeah, came out there. Roy Wood, by the way, was in Move as well. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 16 and a half minutes. That's before 9 o'clock. How about a recipe? We haven't done one of those for a long time, have we?
Yeah.
Oh, this one. Here's one. Life's a minestrone. Yeah, we could put one of those together, I think.
I'm dancing on the white.
I'm
Yes, a life is a minestrone by 10cc. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. I like that song.
Life is
a minestrone.
Yep. Hmm. Yep. We had to get some food in somewhere, didn't we?
Morning, name.
Yeah. A bit of everything in there. I think that's what it means.
Uh-huh.
So you throw everything into a minestrone, don't you? All your old vegetables and your pasta and whatever.
And it tastes great.
It does, yeah. I love it. So you had a busy day yesterday.
Oh, yes. What I did before?
You were here yesterday.
Yeah, but after... Oh, yes, I had a lunch with Anita.
Uh-huh.
At Winham. That was very nice. Thanks a lot, Anita, from the American Society.
Mm-hmm.
And also, after that, we were invited to visit the renovated house of Kia Motors.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Thanks to Grupo Silaba and mm-hmm. its Kia brand. And this is the first location that they're going to renew. Well, mm-hmm. they did already.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to continue with the other locations around the country.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, that was nice. We met a lot of people there from Kia International.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this shadow theater also
mm-hmm.
at the end of the presentation. And it was nice. We had a great time there
mm-hmm.
thanks to Cardigans Group.
Oh, wonderful.
Who invited us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're busy. And have you got a busy day today, too?
Oh, yes, today,
yes.
too.
Oh, life is so busy.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to nap.
Oh, yeah. You are free tonight.
Yes, I don't have to go out tonight, which is rather nice. I had a great time last night, though.
Ah, that's good. I saw the photo.
Yeah. Jubilee celebrations at the Ambassador's Residence. Mm-hmm. Good, great turn. I saw people that I hadn't seen since before the pandemic, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good that all of them survive.
Yes. And so what is today? What is it you've got lined up?
Well, today is let me check here. Thanks to Promtour Panama, we got an invitation to the ninth Latin American Political Forum on Meeting Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be authorities from tourism here in Panama and professionals mm-hmm. in the region. And let me see, the name of the event is FIEXPO Latin America.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be there today at 11. It's going to be the opening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is until the weekend it's going to be open for everybody. I have to check it out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Yes, and after that we are going to have a taste with the Abrahamson method. It is about avoid sugar.
About sugar?
Yeah. So we're going to eat some food.
Without sugar?
Without sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they're going to explain us everything. So hopefully starting tomorrow I will avoid sugar forever.
How unsweet.
I know. Ian is going to be so mad.
Well, I sort of stopped taking sugar per se, but I use the Splenda.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's the only thing I can have that actually feels like or tastes like I'm having sugar. These other ones, they sort of taste
air. Yeah, but I guess the Splenda is bad too. So
why?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow.
No, I checked. I did a lot of investigation on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's recommended by doctors.
Hmm. I'm not sure about that. I'm going to ask today. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Well, at least if I die, I'll be sweet. Not unsweet, like some people.
Yes.
But because, you know, you've been so busy this week.
Mm-hmm.
Ian's on holiday, right?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen him?
Oh, yes, a little bit.
Okay. Oh, Ian's on holiday. Time for me to go out.
Well, he's happy watching his series and movies and everything at home. So.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's what I could do. I could watch some Peaky Blinders this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right. Well, give Ian my best. Mm-hmm. Keep practicing the saxophone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't wear yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, yes.
See you tomorrow.
Take care. There we go. Oh, what a busy life. And I'm going to go out now. I'm going to go to the club at the end of the street with Elton John. Don't forget, we've got a party at the end of the street on Saturday. Platinum Jubilee Street Party. That's her multi-plaza. Plaza de la Luna.
When the shades are drawn and the light of the moon is a thing, and the stars up above walk the heavens hand in hand, there's a shady place at the end of the working day where young lovers go and this hot little trio play. That's where we meet. That's where we meet. Me and you run there in the club at the end of the street. Ooh, where we meet.
swinging show for you. Oh, yes, they do. And the band won't quit till everybody tell them to. And when they play that slow dance, you can hold your baby tight down at the club. Oh, everything is out of sight. Down at the club, we're gonna say that it's all.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier, with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations, where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely good to be with you. It is a Wednesday morning, and if you keep an eye on the time, we're 15 after the hour, 9 o'clock. Here's an event to remind you about. This is the British Chamber of Commerce. They're putting on a lunch. This is on the 28th of June, Tuesday the 28th, at the Bristol Hotel midday. And it is Ukraine Awareness. And there'll be talks with Robin Horsfall and Jorge Olaque. Robin Horsfall was a member of the SAS counter-terrorism team that assaulted the Iranian embassy in London back in 1980, helping to rescue the 19 hostages who had been held there for 6 days. Also, Jorge Olague, Deputy Director, Private Sector, Resources and Partnerships of the UNICEF, and a special guest, Oskana Drama-Rexa, Ukraine Ambassador to Mexico, will be speaking, so we'll be able to get some insight there on that. So that is on the 28th of June. Ukraine Awareness has been hosted by the British Chamber of Commerce here in Panama. Members, if you're a member, it is $55, and for non-members, $65. Let's say that's Tuesday, 28th of June, at the Bristol Hotel, midday. And the talk is, by the way, in English. If you want tickets, give a call to 381-1300, or you can email admin@britcham.com.pa. admin@britcham.com.pa. So there, that's going to be a very interesting discussion, a bit of insight, no doubt, into some of the things that are going on. This is Afrocult Sound System with Peter Gabriel. When You're Falling. We'll be right back.
Singing, yes, singing, dum, when you're screaming.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Send me back all the things she ever wrote. Of her days when she was young. Show me nights when she laughed, so innocent. I'll be happy waiting till they come. Love the people that she smiled upon. Walk with me on streets where she once stood. Say we could be them we once passed like strangers. Long before the love we ever knew. Cause I've been longing for a new world waiting. I've been hoping to be set. I've been picking up all the love we've squandered. Until you hold me in your swing arms again. Walking arm in arm in shattered Kelvin way, talking, tripping, and teasing, and heading for the best part of the day.
we go. That is Shorty and Slim. And, yes, Cruising Down. And that before that, by the way, it was Deacon Blue and Your Swaying Arms. I think it's a long way. What is that? No, never mind. It's misspelled on my computer, which is about, not only that, too far away. Good morning! We've got Slim with us this morning.
Whopping, Jerry. Whopping.
Whopping. Good. Yeah.
Good.
And are you all right? Are they okay now? The headphones?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so
I'm good. I'm fired up.
Blowing your brains out.
No, I didn't. Thank God for the volume button.
And anyway, look, it's great to see you. Because actually see you.
Yes.
Because I know we've chatted a few times, but that's been on Zoom. And but nice to have you back in the studio. And you look taller. But then,
thank you. I'm wearing my risers today.
Oh, good. Yes.
And I'm standing up straight. It's a new. It's my 2022 thing.
Okay.
Stand up straight.
Erect.
Oh.
Then stand up straight.
Stand up straight and erect. Yes. It's great to be here with this view, and it's much better than sitting in my living room in front of my laptop talking to you.
Yeah, it is, isn't
and
it?
Jasmine.
Yeah. No, it's such a relief. I went to an event last night and I saw people I hadn't seen since before the pandemic, and so we can tick them off. They're still alive.
Yeah.
You know,
it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We see that at our shows too, that little by little the people are coming out.
Yeah.
Mask on or mask off, they're still coming out to get some live music.
Sure.
And we play at places where I say, wow, I haven't played here in 2 years.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. And today, I mean, well, just so everybody, because unfortunately, our friend from the French, Florian, can't join us this morning. He couldn't get a ride or something.
Yes. Well, I heard your Mi Bus spot. Maybe that has to do with it.
It could be. Yes. Everybody's in their cars or in taxis. But yes, that's another topic. So you've been keeping busy.
Been keeping busy. Yes.
Yeah.
After a pandemic, we kind of were chomping at the bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But places were opening up very slowly, so we were writing music during the pandemic. We did promise ourselves that we were never going to write any song about pandemic, so we're holding to that promise. And nothing against the government either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no anti-government songs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No anti-pandemic songs.
Right.
Although there's lots of that going around in my mind, but we had to balance.
So nothing new then. No.
we've got a fun song about Marañón Curaçao, which is the rose apple tree.
Okay.
It's a love song to a rose apple tree.
Mm-hmm.
So in typical Shorty and Slim style.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a song about being a Panama Canal pilot.
Oh, bringing okay.
Ships through
that'd be a cool
locks.
One. Yeah.
That's cool. Fun. And that's kind of has like a 70s twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
We took some samples from a band called The Cars.
Oh, yeah. It's The Cars.
I kind of grew up with.
Yeah.
So,
man,
how can we put this into some music? So we did that. You have to listen hard to hear it, but it's there. The influence is there.
Mm-hmm.
And just coming up with more ukulele songs.
Okay. Oh, that's a ukulele. It's not
my ukulele.
That's right. I thought it was a small guitar. Or a radio, because it's got knobs on the side.
It could be. It's got buttons on it.
Yeah.
It does everything but play it by itself.
Really?
It doesn't do the... I got to play it.
Wow.
I got to play it. So, yeah, it's been good. And then the gigs are starting to line up again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm making a bigger push to play more festival-type things. And get the word out there, you know, because Chartiens, then you got to get the word out, way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep it thin, you have to get it out.
That's right, absolutely.
So, and then we got 4th of July coming up, too, so that was one that we always love to do.
Yes, because you're going to be at the thingy, aren't you?
At the Windham.
That's right.
There's a silent H, Windham.
Right.
I don't know how they say it in England. Windham.
Windham. So the Windham.
We'll be at the Windham.
We have a... We miss letters out here and there. And
it's kind of like Spanish.
Yeah.
Panamanian Spanish.
Yes.
Drop an S. Yeah, we'll be at the Wyndham on the 2nd of July
The
American Society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. That's more like that's not a show. That's like an all day 4th of July weekend with face painting and games and whatever they do. I heard Anita talking about
it last week. Yeah, she was in last week. Yasmin's with us as well, because you're the French contingent, Yasmin.
Yes.
Okay.
Break off your French. Then.
Yeah. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. That's it. Right, that's the French out of the way. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mercy.
That's what I have. Hey, mercy, no more.
Mercy.
So, because yes, the Alliance Française, because they're always up to something, and they've got their Fête de la Musique Internationale,
mm-hmm.
2022, and so this is an all week thing, and Slim's with Alex is with us today because you're going to be playing in that as well.
Yes, it is a week long thing, and I know they have activities, shops, art,
workshop,
language,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 25th of June, on a Saturday, they have a band lineup.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Of different mm-hmm. cultural bands, and it's going to be nice. There's a bunch of different genres, and we filled out our form, and we signed up.
Mm-hmm.
We put in there what kind of music you have, and we they didn't have the checkbox for tropical, calypso, reggae, rock. So I had to write it in.
Well, it's a long sentence.
They gotta put that on the check. They don't have it on Spotify either. I go in there and they don't have calypso, tropical, reggae, rock.
Your stuff is on Spotify, right?
It is on Spotify,
yeah.
But I have to click world.
Oh, wow.
World.
Well, there you see, you're famous worldwide.
Worldwide. So there's five bands, different artists, young, old, jazzy. We are the Calypso Tropical side. We go at 6 o'clock on the 25th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And every band has a 30-minute spot. And we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. I went to it last year. And that's where I got the idea. Like, I need to contact these people because it was fun. I saw some really neat bands.
Mm-hmm.
Met some
mm-hmm.
new people.
Mm-hmm.
Florian, for instance.
Right.
Who is not here right now.
No. He's here with us.
And I want to make sure that if he's listening...
Mm-hmm.
We know you're not here.
We've noticed. Yes. Bonjour.
Florian, we love you, man.
Yeah. So don't worry, we're letting everybody know. And also, of course, Yasmin will be doing it all again on Friday anyway. But there's a lot here, Yas. You've been sort of rummaging around in there. There's so much that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me mention the first concert is going to be on June 21st, on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be the general concert with the Chamber Orchestra of the Isthmus. That's going to be at 7 p.m. It's totally free, but you have to make your reservations at Alianza Francesa.
Okay. So is that for all, I suppose, for a lot of these things, that you've got to do it in advance?
Yes, yes, it's better. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Also on Friday, the 24th, they're going to have a karaoke. It's a francophone karaoke.
In French?
Yes, it's going to be for...
French karaoke.
Music lovers in French. That's going to be at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this is without reservation. I guess it's for their students, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No regret, yeah. I do either, yes.
That sounds
just,
good.
You know, there's,
what key was that?
I didn't bring any keys with me.
On Saturday, it's going to be the great concert at the Andrés Bello Park.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I like that place.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And musical pedestrian circuit. That's
okay.
Going to be awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 3 p.m. It's free also.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see here. Yeah, that's in Argentina. And at what time you're going to play?
We play at 6.
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m.,
okay.
The perfect tropical sunset hour.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that would be amazing.
That's where my parrot wants to go to bed.
Right there?
It's absolutely true. This is right here, because I know can be a bit of a pain in the morning, too. Sort of, but my parrot, when it comes to... Normally what I do is I change her food for the night and the water for the night. And then, as you come up to 6 o'clock, she starts squawking and squawking and squawking. And it's the same time that all the other parrots flying around are squawking and squawking.
Ah, okay.
And
right,
basically,
right,
it's time for me to go to roost, go
mm-hmm.
night-night. So
mm-hmm.
that's it. Off she goes. Got her own bedroom as well.
So you've got a little bit of nature out here in Idea.
Yeah, I've got it in the other room. Lala the parrot.
Lala?
Lala.
My name is Lala and I go to sleep at 6. Only if Jerry does his little tricks.
You're not bad at
I'll
this.
I'll hold
actually.
It there before I get myself into a hole and I can't get out.
You're not bad at this stuff.
Lala, what do you do?
Wonderful. Anyway, so yeah, you've got your little guitar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was coming into the show today and I heard you talking about Bastimentos and I thought, Bastimentos is trying to be a corregimiento, mm-hmm. or because I think they're going too small. They need to go to try to be an independent republic.
Well, like Cherokee.
Yes.
So they are part of Cherokee.
Yes, they need to just go all uh-huh. out.
Yeah.
Forget about corregimiento.
All 2,500 of them.
All 2,500. It doesn't take much to be a country around here.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you how. See, I went up to Bastimentos, thought I'd just be passing through. The island's pretty, that's for sure, but there's not much there to do. The day turned into 20, and the next thing that I know, I was running out of friends, cause I was running out of dough. Oh no! So I went up to my friend the cook and asked for a free meal. She looked up right in front of me and said, I never make no deal. And she said, no fish for you, no fish for you. If you haven't got money for me, I got nothing for you. No fish for you, no man, no fish for you. If you haven't got money for me, I got nothing for you. Yes, why? She said no. So I lay there in my hammock, underneath the stars so bright, where the breeze did keep me safe from the mosquito nasty bite. I dreamed that I was fishing on the shores of paradise, when I woke up to that heavenly smell of bacalao with rice. So I went up to my friend the cook and asked for a free meal. She raised her eyebrows and stared at me and said, I never make no deal. And she said, no fish for you, no fish for you. Cause if you haven't got money for me, I got nothing for you. Oh, 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 no fish for you. No, no, no fish for you. Cause if you come around on a Saturday night, we'll see what we can do. Well, Saturday came and I was gone. I was trying to find a job on Isla Colón. By the time I arrived, she had gone to bed. I was left pondering the words that she said. Ras, boy. She gonna come around on a Saturday night, boy. Get my fish right there, let's see. So my stomach, it was growling as I stared out at the sea. I was thinking that the end was near when the solution came to me. I got dressed up real nice, and before it got too late, I went off to find the cook, and then I asked her on a date, and she said, no fish for you, no fish for you. Oh well, I told you once a thousand times, go away and get a life. No fish for you, no, 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 no fish for you. Well, the only way you'll get your meal is if you make this gal your wife. Say what? No fish for you. No, 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 no fish for you. Cause if you haven't got nothing for me, I got nothing for you. Oh, 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 no fish for you. Bring it home now. No fish for you. Oh, well, I asked her then to marry me. What else was there to do? That's some desperation, Jerry. Men will do anything for food, you know. But that's a little bit extreme to ask for the hand in marriage. No, I'm still paying, boy. That's a heavy price. Yes, let's go, Jerry. Ross, no fish for you.
Brilliant.
I think that's what they're going to be telling the corregidor of Bastimentos. No fish, boss.
Oh, wonderful. How do you sort of think, how's your sort of writing song? It just comes to you? I mean, you just sort of like, in fact, Mary Lou says, she says bonjour, mon ami. And she says, now you've got to finish the entire song for Lala, you see.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's going to be one of your specials, you see.
Lala. Oh, the song for Lala.
Lala the Parrot.
Oh, I thought it was your French rendition of the Lala.
No.
Well, no, we got it on tape there, so we got at least one verse.
So, yes, what else we got on the list of things for the week?
Oh, for the Fête de la Musique.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the bands and other artists. It's going to be Manuel Diaz, Sofia Lovan and the Indigos, Los Nietos del Jazz, Velvet, Shorty and Slim, and Carlos Campos and his group. So they are going to be, and also, they're going to have different events at their restaurants in the Argentina.
Ah, okay.
So you can check out the website of Alianza Francesa, and you can see there all the schedules, because each restaurant have different event with different schedules, so you can check it out there.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's a fun place around here, Argentina.
Exactly, yeah. I love it.
If I was a youngster, that's probably the area I'd want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go out at night, go to the bars and have fun and fall home.
It's easy. You just walk up and down and they've redone everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's convenient.
If it's not raining.
It still floods, you know. They
does it still flood?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's where, I believe so. So, but I tell you what, I mean, I must admit, I think they did a really nice job of Via Argentina. But they did a terrible job of Cayo Uruguay.
Oh.
You know, I mean, yes. There's nowhere to stop. There's nowhere to park.
No parking.
You know, I just can't. And they got these stupid little balls all the way down the street. I'm sorry, I just don't see what they did there. Because if you have because they used to have some good bars and discos, things like that. Well, you know, nobody can park.
You can't
anywhere.
Get to them.
You can't get to them.
They made them Uber friendly now.
Well, that's a bone tip. If you're going to a club or a bar, it's not a bad idea to go with Uber anyway. But, but
somebody went to architectural school and city planning and took a course, 101, how to spice up your city.
Mm.
And then they got hired with the new government. Or that was last government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what happened. Mm-hmm. They wanted to showcase their skills.
But Via Argentina is nice. I must admit, I did. And the park, I love the park now because they made it open to the whole street, which is nice.
Yeah.
And so that was a good thing. There are good things and there are bad things.
But yeah, I saw the biggest speed bump I think in the world. It has a world record for the biggest speed bump.
Or
it's like four cars long.
If you go to Via España, you know, where they redid the road and the sidewalks. You need to take your mountaineering kit just to get certain parts of the where you get onto the sidewalk.
Yeah,
you've got to have a sort of a mountaineering kit to get up there. You know, but no, I mean in general things are improved. But the thing is, you see it's interesting with Via España. I mean, they made all the improvements, but it still hasn't sort of it doesn't buzz as a shopping center anymore.
Not anymore, the peatonal it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Central. Well, changes happen, you know.
Yeah.
Changes happen.
I remember when the only mall we had was El Dorado. That wasn't air conditioned.
Yeah. It was big time though.
Yeah.
That was the mall.
Yeah. That's right.
You got time for another song? There's a song in there.
Yeah.
I haven't done that one. How's that? Sometimes changes happen around here in Panama. You just got to go for it. But you don't know who's making up these decisions. Like you just said. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can get through this one. I haven't done it well. They put the stop sign on Car Street. Who the rest think of these foolish things? They put the stop sign on Car Street. Who the rest think of these foolish things? It must have been a municipal engineer who had the brainchild to put the stop sign there. I've been driving the canal zone for 30 years, and I can tell you there was never a stop sign there. You know how just you wake up one morning and there's a stop sign there? They put the speed bump on La Boca Road. Ras, woody ras, think of these foolish things. they put a speed bump on La Boca Road. Who the rat think of these foolish things? What's up in a functionary in an office chair? Who had the brainchild to put a speed bump there? I've been driving the canal zone for 30 years, and I can tell you there was never a speed bump there. Yes, boy, I'm sure you've been driving. Next thing you know, there's a big speed bump there, and it wasn't there the day before. What's the next one? They put the circle of death in Albrook.
Oh, yeah.
Who the rats think of these foolish things? They put the circle of death in Albrook. Who the rats think of these foolish things? It must have been the lowest bidding contractor who had the brainchild to put the circle there. I've been living in Panama for 30 years, and I can tell you there was never a circle there. Rats' circle of death, boy, you better check your insurance papers before you go to that. You know, there's some good things, though, too. They put the metro down Panama. Who the rats think of these amazing things? They put the metro down Panama. Who the rats think of these amazing things? It must have been the presidente with the white hair who had the brainchild to put the metro there. I've been living in Panama for 40-some years, and I can tell you I will ride the metro there. Yes, boy, I'm going to take the metro because it's nice and air-conditioning to avoid the tranca, you know. I got to thank the man with the white hair, and it's not Jerry D. Loco. So the changes are going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So you just gotta
and they're still doing. I mean, there's more going on. I mean, now when they get the metro going out towards Arihan out that way, that's going to be
super.
That's going to be quite
You know
something.
What I'm waiting for? I'm waiting to take the metro to the airport.
Well, the station's there. I mean, I don't know how far they got, because I went there not so long ago when I went to drop Neil off.
Uh-huh.
And Terminal 2 is opening, I think it's later this month, I think around about 26, because COPA announced, I got a message from COPA yesterday, an email,
uh-huh,
and with effect from the 26th, COPA flights will leave from Terminal 2.
All COPA flights.
All COPA flights. Okay. So that's what they say. So, I mean, that, you know, eventually that sort of came about. But I noticed the train station, you can see it up there.
Yeah.
Is there. So when that starts working, I'm not sure, but that'll be really
fantastic.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm going to get my carry-on bag.
And just get on the train.
Right. Web check-in, get mm-hmm. on the train, go there. We do it in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it all over, and we'll be able to do it here in Panama. That's going to be something nice.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And the stress level is going to go down.
That's it?
I think, because you're just sitting on a train holding on to the thing.
Okay, I'll probably be worrying about check-in and whether the flight's going to leave on time.
Yeah. The stress level picks up again as soon as you get into the airport.
Yeah, no, it's one.
They ask you for 50 papers so you can get on the plane.
Yeah.
And everybody takes off their mask.
So anyway, Yasmin, we're going to keep everybody advised, aren't we, over the next couple of days?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm going to post all the calendar on our Instagram account.
And I'll put a link to the webpage as well on our webpage, which, of course, is thebreakfastshow.com.pa.
Sure. Good.
And how's Shorty, by the way? He's never.
Shorty's doing great.
He's all right?
He's doing great. We do a Instagram Live and a Facebook Live on Mondays.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock called Bunch Time, the latest Bonchinche.
Right.
And so we meet and talk about music, talk about what's coming up. We play games. We sing. We do requests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We talk about old times. Okay. And that's our weekly phone conversation.
Well, that's cool.
And then on the side, we're planning music and talking about recording different things, because the two songs we're working on now, we're going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing really great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What does he do, by the way?
He is retired.
Okay.
And they have their home in Lower Alabama. It's practically Pensacola, Florida, like Panhandle.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the fish pond, and he's got a pool, and then he's got to cut the grass.
Nice.
And he gets the mail, and writes a song, and then he goes, takes a nap, and it's super.
It's a tough life.
It's tough, man.
And while you're working.
We're slaving away, man.
Yeah. And you're saying you're teaching at school?
I'm teaching at the Metropolitan School of Panama.
And what are you teaching?
I teach middle school science.
Really?
Yeah, and it's been a great shift. I'm really glad to be picked up by, I think, the best international school in Panama. And they have a brand new building in Panama Norte. And the kids are great. All the kids are super
engaged. It helps when
engaged.
You have kids.
It's good to have students.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good to have students. Mm-hmm. It's like when you play a gig. It's nice to have somebody there besides your mom in the crowd clapping.
Well, that's what I miss. I mean, when my mother was alive, I knew I had an audience.
Yeah, guaranteed. But that's it. That's it.
Okay, and Renee Robertson says, oh, my gosh, the circle of death. That thing is a nightmare. Yeah. I'm always wondering, you know, if I was a kid, I would be, you know, where it goes up and sort of, it's got this big hump, yeah, isn't it? And, you know, if I was a kid, I'd be driving as fast as I could, see how many, if I get all my wheels off the ground.
Yes. I think what they should do, if they're planning on things, Jerry, they should have a Grand Prix, the Panama Grand Prix, but right there on the circle of death. And you just go around in circles. You got to watch that bump because you get airborne.
I know. Absolutely incredible. Anyway, we got to go. I don't know what I did the other day. We had a guest in and I sort of kept on going because I thought it was only 9 o'clock and it wasn't. It was 10. The guy's a quarter past. What's he doing? As always, great to see you, Alex.
Great. Thanks for coming in. Thank you, yes.
And Florianne, thank you very much for what you're doing. We're going to put all the information out. We'll be reminding people on air as well as we go. And Yasmin, big thanks to you this morning.
I do. Yes.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
And to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. Big thanks to Ingrid this morning as well. And to, let me see, yeah, Neil, my co-producer, for getting the work in. And again to Alex Reyes being with us. Don't forget to we'll check out. And they'll also be playing on the 2nd of July at the celebrations, the American celebrations for independence. Big thanks, boys and girls of Group of God, who keep us up and running as always, to them. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to advertise or sponsor us, well, all you got to do is give us a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. Yasmin will take your call. Or you can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. Well, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. Because, as I say, what I want to be doing at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning is talking to you and not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.